Thank you and good morning. If you are looking for a respite from the wind and the rain, the National Weather Service has bad news for you. The forecast for Saturday into Sunday is even more and heavier rain, with rainfall totals predicted between 5 to 7 inches in the northern part of the county and 2 to 3 inches in the southern part of the county. A flood advisory has been issued and a rapid rise of local rivers is expected, although none of the local rivers is expected to reach flood stage. Low-lying areas, however, will see minor flooding, as will roadways, as small streams fill up and storm drains struggle to keep up with the amount of water produced by the storms. Heavy rain, combined with a high tide between 10 and 11 this morning, will also bring flooding to coastal and low-lying areas. In addition to localized flooding, large breakers will wash ashore along local beaches, with waves between 25 to 30 feet, and they will continue to roll through over the weekend. The PG&E power outage map for the region is surprisingly clear, despite high winds and the heavy rain. There are singular outages scattered across the county, and about 160 customers near Glendale are currently without power. There were also a few customers in Garberville, Alder Point, and Myers Flat, but nothing like the more than 4,000 residents who were left in the dark yesterday. With another slow-moving storm system forecasted for the weekend, residents are urged to ensure that they are prepared for electrical outages and to check emergency preparedness kits as well. Humboldt County Supervisor Rex Bone has represented the county on the board of the Rural Counties Representatives of California since he was elected as a supervisor. At the December meeting of the RCRC in Sacramento earlier this week, Bone was selected to serve on the RCRC Executive Board as the second vice chair. Bone, along with four other members, will lead the service organization for the next year. Bone said in a statement that he's honored to have been selected and excited to bring the North Coast perspective to the policy issues at the state level. Crescent City resident Daniel Cardi, who was behind the wheel of a stolen car with Brandon Proctor as a passenger when they fled from a sheriff's deputy near Crescent City and then led the deputy and other law enforcement personnel on a high-speed chase last March, has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for his role as the driver. Proctor, who has been sentenced to 25 years in state prison after being convicted of firing shots at pursuing officers, fled the scene on foot when the stolen car became disabled. He was later caught. Cardi remained on scene and was arrested for being in possession of a stolen vehicle and felony evasion. The St. Bernard's High School football team has advanced to the North Coast Section Division 5 Regional Championship game and will face Fall River High School from MacArthur, California. The Crusaders, who advanced to the North Coast Section title game with a 37-36 win over the Little Four rival Ferndale 2 weeks ago, defeated Berean Christian 31-17 last Saturday to advance to tomorrow's game. The game will be played at the Redwood Bowl at Humboldt State University with kickoff slated for 7 o'clock. Weather will definitely play a role in the game with a major storm expected to roll through Saturday night. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. County District Attorney Maggie Fleming provided some background on recent murder trials that have been held in the county. The District Attorney's Office has prosecuted 6 homicide trials this year, and 5 of those have resulted in convictions with 1 hung jury. Fleming, with a relatively inexperienced staff, turned to Mendocino County Deputy District Attorney Paul Sequeira to prosecute Jason Anthony Warren, who was convicted of 2 counts of murder.
It's a very young office. Very inexperienced prosecutors, and they already had more than enough, each of them, to do. So as I was looking over all of the cases, it's going to be a very long case. It was a very difficult case in certain aspects. You know, I really appreciated being able to reach out and have an experienced prosecutor step in and handle that one. It was one less for someone in the office to even attempt.
With the number of homicide trials that needed resolution, the decision to ask for outside help in the Warren trial meant local prosecutors could focus on other cases.
Those in the office who have been really working hard and under a very heavy caseload have stepped up. As I say, we've had a number of cases tried, and those are the attorneys in the office working so hard to get those done. We've had 3 go to verdict just in the last month, 2 of them being LWOP, life without possibility of parole. 1, it's going to be a 40-to-life sentence. So it's a number of cases being tried in a relatively short period.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Fleming by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.